Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Let us thank Dwight for giving, us the mic. David Shombe with my colleague, of course, Hileni Inane. Today is Hileni Inane or just Hileni?
I am back to my father's house.
Oh, okay. Yes, dear listeners, welcome back. And the Business and Economic Segment, as we are always saying, is a platform, or is Lecture Hall 1, it's a platform where we talk about the business matters. It's a platform where we engage economic actors, we engage innovators, we engage thinkers, particularly on the issues of bread and butter. We look at domestic policies which are affecting the economy. We look at aspect of budgeting. We look at entrepreneurship. We also look at new ways of doing things, because at the end of the day, we are not only educating one another, but we are also facilitating the program for those who understand, for those who know economic matters, to come and engage us in the studio. And to our dear listeners, every discussion or every topic that we bring about, we always make sure that, we give an opportunity to our callers, we give an opportunity to those who follow our program to come and, give their views, to come and ask their questions, and also their contribution, because at the end of the day, we must move a step ahead. And we must make sure that we make, make Namibia great again, but we must advance. At least we are moving forward from where we have been, because economic discussions are matters of, concerns. And when you look at the situation of Namibian people, it's really something that we need to look at, especially young people. That's why we always make sure that we do come up with different topics, look at various experts, and continue with, our engagement. Hileni.
Yeah, today, the head is somewhere it's not supposed to be. Yeah. Like we say every day, we come here to educate you, and we come here so that you can help educate us on conversations or matters that you have expertise on, because it's not every day that we know everything, right? Of course, we want to drive the conversations. Of course, we want to drive the narrative. We want to bring matters to your attention, but we also need your engagement in this particular matters so that we are able to, tackle the problems as a people, as all of us, as people that are all affected by this particular things. It shouldn't just be a conversation that David and Hileni come here to have every other day. It should also be something that you have to involve yourself with, so that you can give us your contribution, so that the other people listening can also pick up on where as a nation we can do better, where as a nation changes can be made, and where as a nation policymakers can improve what they are currently doing. You may not know this, but some of the conversations we drive here, some of the narratives we have here, some of the inputs you give here on Eagle FM actually go a long way in changing policies, because people go and they sit and they revisit certain decisions because of what you came here to say. So I would say it's very important to just participate. Otherwise, if you are, if you know people that are struggling right now to listen to us, advise them to listen to us from the Eagle FM app. Download the Eagle FM app, and you will be able to listen to all our live programming. You'll be able to follow all the conversations, and you'll also be able to keep up with everything that is currently going on in and around the country, economic matters, agricultural matters, everything that is happening, health matters and so forth. Alternatively, you can also reach us for all your marketing needs. That way, we are able to market your product for you, and when you market your product for you, you are able to your company or yourself can then reach a wider range of consumers that may need your services or that may need the information that you are giving out.
Yeah, and also for those of you who love reading, we also have our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday, so that you update yourself with what's happening, particularly on the matter of bread and butter issues. We are facing, tabling of Namibian budget under the first administration of Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. Those are some of the things that you need to expect. You look at experts, views and opinions, look at analysts' opinions. Then, yeah, you'll be up to date, because at the end of the day, we must move somewhere and we must advance our country. We must educate one another. In this case, we are going to pay the bills. Then we can come with the introduction of the topic.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingwi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ize tatama.
Welcome back.
Yes.
That is to the business and economic segment with me, Hileni Inane, and
David Shombe, of course.
of course.
Yeah.
You know, he was so fast to say it. I don't know why, but he's making sure I don't stop at David.
Yeah,
okay, so in today's conversation, we are going to look at where our Namibian innovators are, where our Namibian engineers are, what they are doing to contribute to this country that has so much to offer. You know, this country has so much to offer, yet on a daily basis, we look at other countries and we compare to other countries, because as a nation, that is what we will continuously do. We will measure our country's GDP with other countries. We will measure our country's progress with other countries, especially with fellow African countries. And today, we would just like to see, Zimbabwe, for instance, is coming up with great initiatives, and it's initiatives that are continuously benefiting them, or it's initiatives that are at least trying to better their economy. We know the circumstances that Zimbabwe has been in, blacklisted from what, banned from doing A, B, C, and D, yet they have creatives, they have innovators who are continuously striving to be something and contribute to their nations.
And when you look at countries like Zimbabwe, you have to draw an inspiration from a country which was cut out of the entire world due to its internal decision. You survived a lot of economic sanction, almost 25 years of economic sanctions.
Yes.
But when you are looking at where the country is going, when you are looking at what business people, real business people are doing in Zimbabwe, then you'll be able to ask your questions to say, where are we as Namibians? We have been a peaceful country for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have been investing in science and technology. We were prioritizing, education of people. But when you are looking at the output, you have to come to a point where you have to ask yourself a question to say, where is our engineers? Because when you look at one of the areas which is being driven by one of Zimbabwean millionaire by the name Strive Masiyiwa, He's going to open the first AI factory
in Africa.
The first AI factory in Africa. And there was a guy who never went to school, just 1 month ago by the name Maxwell's Chikumbuso, mm-hmm. who designed a car and a motorbike that ran on radio frequencies. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Hiren, you assist me. You understand tech very well. You understand tech very well.
It's better. Yeah. It's better than you, but yeah. This is just to say these particular people are obviously trying to showcase their talents. They're trying to find alternatives to the expenses that their countries are facing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this particular initiative of the vehicle running on frequency is not one that went too far, is not one that could be fully developed.
Yeah.
But those are some of the things that we have also seen in our country.
Yeah.
In past years,
yeah.
there was a particular guy that came up with a phone that could not use a SIM card. But we are sitting here asking, where are the innovators? You know, instead of us continuously asking where the innovators are, let us try to reach out to one of the innovators,
yeah.
an engineer by profession, and then we can come here and have this conversation,
yeah.
so that he can tell us, as an industry, where are they in the country? Because We saw what recently happened when the bridge between Rehoboth and Windhoek collapsed, right?
Yeah.
We saw who came to the rescue.
Yeah.
So we want to know, where are our innovators? Where are our engineers? Where what are their capabilities? Why could they not be the ones to finish that project in less than 24 hours? And, you know, questions like that need real answers, because some of those people have been funded by the government to go abroad and study.
And they come back becoming DJs.
So we really need to know. So let's quickly try to reach our engineer, and we'll be right back, David.
Yes, with that, in a very short period of time, we're going to reach to Isaac Jacob, one of the engineers that we have in Namibia, then to ask him, where are the others, and where is Namibia going in terms of innovation and advancement of technology and all sort which are related to industrialization.
Tulisamar dimbago ge pampepo zegura sumbango dias ep eziza singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo mosmbangu dias ep pampepo guanas mbangu sospe sa imba ep zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbangu isi guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke lioge ruganesa cellphone ndinkeni kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu sospe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep Aso kureti sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumo esrongo no kwane sambudi zongwa dias gospel. Martimbo gamwe no vura kurake na mosupangwisi kuna karanye de Elsin e Angano, de Osherero kuma imbiliro, de Catholic simaneka karunga, de Afrikaans sing Froda here, and many more. Zeni munahara kurisa marsumo geni Musumbangu Saimba Epo Pampepo Tuguanini Nye Go 0812-2358-063 Ndi Go Email digital@omalaidi.com
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. And as we promised, we are going to be joined shortly, which is not now, but shortly, by one of Namibian engineers, just to answer some of the questions. Where are the others? Where are the engineers? What are they coming up with? Are they innovating? Or we are just producing technicians? Because that is some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because when you go to the ranking, there is a Global Innovation Index of 2024, which is ranking countries in terms of, in terms of their innovative capabilities. Yeah, and they are using different tools. And one of those tools is to look at science and innovation, look at technology adoption, you look at socio-economic impact. But when you look at where Namibia is, you start to wonder, where are we going to be in the next 10 years? And are we going to move ahead, or are we going to reach a certain level where other countries are? Because when you look at 133 economies which are being analyzed, and Namibia in 2024 is ranked at 102, it means that we have a long way to go. We are not even in the top 100. We have a long way to go in terms of innovation. And we've been preaching about this these areas. Mm-hmm. And when you look at countries like Zimbabwe, although they are behind us, they are doing progress which are being seen. So that's why we are saying, let us, where is our innovators, and what is that we are doing wrong? Maybe before we get to our guest, Helen, one thing maybe I should indicate is that I was shocked when yesterday I attended one of the public engagement, which is it's a pre-budget engagement, then I realized that in terms of mathematics, Namibians were still very far. Like last year results in mathematics, 26% of ordinary students are ungraded, 26. And it's only 1% who got a star, one ordinary level. It means that there is a long way we have to go. Because
a very long
way. Yeah, because you can't innovate without mathematics. And you cannot innovate without science and technology.
And, numbers are everywhere.
Yeah.
Nowadays. Yeah. because a friend and I were recently also having a conversation. And, she applied for a particular course.
Yeah.
That is nowhere close to math.
Yeah.
And then the modules come out and she's like, what is math doing here?
So you have to use math wherever you are going.
Yes, math is of so much importance that you need to use math wherever you are going.
Mm.
You need to be able to make calculations, those calculations that are simple on those that are complex, so that you can go on in life. And I think if as a nation we do not know math, or you guys do not know math, I cannot grade myself with you guys unless... But don't come ask me.
Yeah.
Don't come ask me about things, because the person you are speaking to now and the one that lives that you meet at the gate,
it's a different person.
Hi, those are two different people, colleagues. Do not come ask that one about studio things. So yeah.
Yeah, but it's always very important to ask these questions to say, in terms of development,
mm-hmm.
we always have this dream to say Namibia by 2030, which I'm sure, I don't want to preempt because we still have 5 years, it's not going to be as we expect. We always have this dream to say we are going to reach a certain level. We are going to reach a certain level where we produce our own things, where we even assembling cars is happening yet in Namibia.
Someone would probably... grade me as very negative, eh? But I look at our 2030 vision and I see myself as a child.
Yeah.
As a child, I had this great vision.
Yeah.
I thought by 25,
mm-hmm.
I would have a great job.
Yeah.
I thought by 23, actually 22. I would be done with varsity and obviously entering the job market with the love of my life. By 24, I would have been engaged. By 25, married.
Yeah.
By 30, done heavy, done building a family.
Yeah.
Guys,
traveling by 40, no, traveling the world.
No, traveling the world by 35. Yeah. That was the dream. And I look at things realistically and I see that my dream and Namibia's dream, same WhatsApp group, same progress.
Same WhatsApp group.
Eventually, we'll get there.
Yeah, we are going to get there.
But it's probably, you know, later on in life because like, I give myself so much grace right now because I'm like, you know, it wasn't all the things I anticipated.
let's go to
a commercial break.
Yeah, then we can continue. Mm-hmm. But it's a very important conversation, particularly when you look at where we want to go. Yeah.
We don't just use any yeast to brew the perfect Heineken. We use our unique A yeast. Why? It gives Heineken a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolokasin chavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguye tuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba que reúne vários inários.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at the areas of innovation where Namibia is. We are talking about Namibia ranked at 102 in terms of Global Innovation IDEX. And before that, we are talking about dreams, not shattered, but maybe shifted.
Postponed.
Also,
we just like to let you know that as promised, that we were going to have a guest. Due to technicalities, we are unfortunately unable to reach our guest right now. But should they be, you know, should things work out, they'll still come on board and we'd have this conversation then. But other than that, let's continue to look into the dreams of Namibia. Yeah. Of course, we wanted to be so sufficient by Vision 2030.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happened. And I think some of those things that happened, there's also factors that we need to keep in mind that I just believe are hindering the progression of innovators. For instance, I spoke about that individual who had built a cell phone that was a seamless, SIM cardless cell phone that he was using up north of them. And that is an initiative that could have been used. That is an initiative that could have been further developed. But then sometimes you have to look further than the initiative. You need to look further than the innovative, because you need to look at things like, okay, so if this SIM cardless cell phone comes on the market, whose bread does it cut from? Because I had this particular belief that as Namibians, especially those in the business space, the progression of those that are coming behind you is kind of a threat to your business.
Yeah.
So if you come up with this great idea, obviously you do not have the resources, you do not have full capacity of making sure that you are able to fully develop this particular items. And then who is going to support you? There's two other examples. I don't remember the story clearly of the one that built the plane or so.
I wanted to talk about that. He built a structure.
Yes, and that particular story, I did not, like, I know about it, but I don't have the in-depth information about it. So I cannot really speak on it. But it's also an innovation that could have been taken further on. And there's another one. There's a guy that was busy building network boosters. Yeah. And for a while, people were actually getting business network boosters from him. And you know, up north, they were growing up certain villages, certain parts of northern Namibia. Even now, certain parts of northern Namibia do not have access to internet. Even now, certain parts of Namibia does not have access to just to make a call. Internet is even far. Something as basic as just access to the network so that you can make a phone call. And we look at where we are as a country and the dreams we have for Namibia, and it's a thing of everyone wants to go into the direction of digitalization. With health, there are conversations of going digitally.
I see.
and you ask yourself things like, do we have the innovative capacity to go into that direction?
Do we have the coverage?
Do we have the inclusivity of everyone?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to go digitally for Windukas? Or are you just going to go digitally for Swakop Mundus? And that is now where we come in with this particular conversation. Unfortunately, we could not reach our innovators, so we come. This is now where we come in with this conversation to say, what are our innovators doing?
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that some of these dreams that certain individuals have for the country are met at least halfway. Maybe not all the way down to the end, because we cannot, they say Rome was not built in one day.
Yeah.
So maybe not all the way to get Namibia under 100% coverage, but maybe to say let's cover 95%.
Let's cover 95.
Yes.
Let's start from there, because you are mentioning something which is very, very crucial, because in terms of what they use to measure your level of innovation, they look at connectivity.
Yes.
They look at access to technology. They look at where you are standing in terms of connectivity, how many people can access technology. Because you'll be surprised, Eleni, you think every Namibian is on social media, but you'll be surprised how many people still do not have phones. How many people have phones but still not connected? And that's something that you need to ask yourself. And maybe let us look at, what did we build that we are setting outside the country for the past 35 years? Or is too early to judge? Did you build anything? Yes, maybe no. But to what extent? Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because if you have a ministry of industrialization, and I don't want to say thing, but thank God now it's merged, Minister of Industrialization, then you go and look at the report of a Minister of Industrialization to say, to what extent did you industrialize? Or you are just a name? Or what did we do? Do we have output of our investment in education? Maybe we're investing in the wrong education.
You know, you said Ministry of Industrialization, and I think back to the nicknames we used to give ourselves in school.
Yeah.
And you know, Hot Girl Ciara.
Yeah. Every school has seven and
yes, Foxy. I'm sorry to say this, but I think the vision is there.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of execution. I think the vision with industrialization is there.
Yeah.
I think we want to innovate. We want to industrialize. We want to go there, but we are failing.
No, we are just dreaming.
We are failing because Ramatex building.
Yeah.
Is still very vacant right now.
There's nothing there.
There is nothing happening there. We currently use it for entertainment when there are boxing matches, you know. We go and chill there.
Yeah. It's a chilling spot.
Yeah, it's like a chilling spot with our boxing matches. We go there, we know.
We have a caller,
yeah? Yes. Let's hope it's Isaac.
Hello?
Yes, good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Is it Isaac?
Yes.
Oh, you are on air. How are you doing?
Oh, good, man. How are you, sir?
No, we are doing very well. We have been expecting you.
Yes, sir. I was a bit out of network coverage.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for reaching us.
Maybe while we are there, as a scientist or as an engineer, what is your view in terms of...
Sorry, Isaac, sorry, I have to cut David short there, okay. But just, you know, before we get into questioning you and having you educate our people, can you kindly just tell us who Isaac is and what you do so that people can also have a background of, you know, why you are saying certain things?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a guy from... one of the constituents,
mm-hmm.
Tomba Village. I'm a mechanical engineer. I did my DPF. It's a discipline fitting in automotive engineering.
Mm-hmm.
That is now in a mining equipment, heavy mining equipment. So in Zimbabwe, in Blue Apple Technic.
Yeah. okay,
Isaac. Yeah. So I hope you actually took a lot from the Zimbabweans because we were just having a conversation about them and they are innovative right now. So David, go for it.
Yeah, Isaac. Maybe let us look at Namibia as an engineer from that lens. Where are we standing in terms of innovation and also? Just innovation as a country in terms of innovation and building new things to contribute to our development from engineering perspective. You can also look at the tech. Where is Namibia?
Okay. It's an unfortunate to say we are in innovative.
Come again?
I can say we are behind.
Mm-hmm.
Of the innovative in engineering, because we are not producing anything. Like on my experience, I studied in Zimbabwe. I've seen people trying things, being supported by their local people.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Namibia, it's really unfortunate that we are not being. So what we do is we only maintain what has been produced outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's where our problem is.
Of course, there is a problem, but now with the vast natural resources that we have in this country, and you having studied what you studied, why are we still mostly selling raw materials instead of, you know, producing our own finished products or at least trying to meet ourselves halfway? Like you said, we are dependent on what has already been produced. But don't we have the resources to co-produce also and be able to put ourselves somewhere?
Yeah, the resources which can allow us to do anything we can, we want.
Yes.
To cater our basic needs and so forth. So, but I think the problem is the government.
Elaborate.
Yeah, we can't just blame the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we also need to start with what we have. But the government is the main cause of this, because for us to produce, have the final products of the resources that we have, the government must put efforts on, maybe, let me say, to bring the companies from outside that can run or teach us through manufacturers and so forth,
mm-hmm.
instead of mining whatever they are mining here and take their raw material outside. So that is the government that needs to put those strict in places.
Yes.
Yes, Isaac, while we are there, let us look at the transfer of skills or maybe learning from the best. Because just before you give us a call, or just before we connected with you, we were discussing about Zimbabwe innovation, and they are talking about establishing new AI factory in Africa. Now, what are some of the lessons? What can Namibia learn from Zim? Don't switch off. We are going to a commercial break. Then we can come back in a short period of time. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah, just going.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and also Heleni Nane. And today we are joined by Isaac. Isaac is one of the Namibian engineers that we have, and we are continuing with the conversation to say, we are the Namibian innovators. Isaac, let us look at what can Namibia learn from Zimbabwe in terms of engineering, mathematics, particularly the local industries and innovators.
And what have you learned while you were there?
Okay, so David and Helen.
Yes.
This is really teaching us a lot.
Yeah.
We need to learn from that. Anything can happen. We can start with the little resources that we have, while waiting for the assistance, maybe from the government or investors and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So my learning is just to say, we must start with the little that we have.
We
can do whatever we want to.
Okay, so let's say now you start with the little that you have. I wanted to know, because I'm aware there are engineering communities, there are engineering associations where you guys are part of as engineers. I want to know, from your own personal experience as part of this particular boards, engineering boards and so forth, do you guys come together as innovators and actually have conversations on things you could innovate as Namibians for Namibia?
It's very rare to do so. It's very rare to do so. As colleagues at our workplaces, yeah, we come together, or maybe after work, we come together and discuss and say, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
So like now we are, and this is a project that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
To open up an automotive engineering workshop,
mm-hmm.
up in the north in Enana.
Yes.
So I'm busy running around with the fundings, with some two colleagues of mine. So one studied in Zimbabwe as well, did electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So another one studied here in Namibia, in NAST. Yes, so we discuss here and there.
But it's not very common.
No, it's we are busy getting there.
Okay. So you spoke about sourcing for funding. How can other Namibian innovators, let's say people who are keen to come up with innovations, how can those people attract more investment, especially in investment in technology and the support of the creation of new products? Because we also need to start producing as a Namibia, as a Namibian people. So how can we, or how can, you know, people, innovators, engineers go about acquiring more investment or investment to begin with?
Yes, we like now, full employee,
mm-hmm.
the Navajo gold mine in Karebeb. So we need to save or to start with the little that we have, mm-hmm. while marketing ourselves or maybe engaging with the government to promote our whatever we are producing, so they can connect us to the investors to go bigger. But we need to start from with whatever we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let us look at Namibia education system. We look at businesses. We look at the government, because we have been hearing these dreams to say, Namibia, we want to innovate. Since 2000, when Vision 2030 was crafted, to say, we want to get somewhere. When you are looking at the industry, because you are the one who is in that industry, when you are looking at this industry, how can either private sector, government, and also funders boost innovation in Namibia, can boost technological related initiatives, support those who went to school? Because I'm asking these questions because I have a lot of friends of mine who, some of them are engineers, studied in Namibia. If they are not technicians, they become teachers of mathematics. And it's really paining me. But the question which I'm asking is to say, how can we support these people? Or don't they have enough capacity? I just want your views on that.
The capacity is there. We have studied.
Okay.
We have studied engineering, so the knowledge is there. So we only need to put it in practical. So to say, the government need to have people on the ground.
Okay.
And make their policies and laws easier for us. If, for instance, I have an idea to put in place,
yeah.
If I have a business plan,
yeah.
a viable business plan, for me to go to the government and get the loan or fundings, it's a difficult thing. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So there are systems and policies and requirements that you are going to be asked there. You must have some collaterals. Where will we get collaterals? I don't have anything. I'm starting from the scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sometimes the government is blocking us to pursue whatever we want to pursue. So they just need to make their processes a bit easier and so forth.
And friendly.
And for them, and for the government, they must be also have people on the ground taking whoever trying to come up with something, so they can support them or give them the support that they need.
Yes.
To whatever they want to achieve.
Yes, Isaac, we hear you. And now I want to know, in the beginning, and you mentioned it again, the government, you mentioned about the government being, you know, the one that is supposed to be in between the people and the innovation happening. And we have also heard the acceptance speech of Her Excellency, our president, and you have seen her cabinet. You have seen what, you know, the vision in which she is going. When you look at this particular cabinet, when you look at the people that have been put in charge of industrialization, do you think there is potential there, and do you think the laws and the policies could potentially change to benefit Namibians, to benefit innovators, so that they're able to come up with implementing their ideas, innovating material that Namibians can sell as a Namibia to proudly be able to say, this is our product, this is what we bring to the table?
Yes, yes, Eleni, we have, I think I have a hope.
Mm-hmm.
This new cabinet, plus the new political parties that now getting involved in this.
Yes.
And plus now the government or the president appointed new ministers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So people that we believe they understand what is happening on the ground and will have new ideas of supporting us in whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is there. We have a hope. It's a woman in the first place. So maybe it's a mother. So she might take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is there. So we are hoping for better for the next.
Awesome. Isaac, this one is a bit more personal. I like to get personal and up close. I like to get personal and up close with my questions sometimes, and this one too goes to attack, you know, the business individuals, the innovators, people who are in charge of certain things in Namibia. Let's take, for instance, I think we are all aware of the road that was recently constructed, the bypass between Okahanja and Windhoek, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yes. And I am under the impression it was given to that specific Chinese company because of the government's experience with their delivery time. And we have also seen in many cases our Namibian business owners, our Namibian engineers, our Namibian counterparts, when they receive opportunities to be creative at something, they do not deliver. So as someone in the industry, what conversations do you guys have with each other to make sure this certain practices of going to buy a Range Rover before you finish the project to prove a point that Namibians can come to an end?
Okay. I may say our background plays a role, since we are from poor backgrounds.
Yes.
The thing is, so the capacity as well, the resources.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine the Chinese that is getting a tender.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my. The Chinese companies are being supported by theirs, or it's the government. Most of the companies, the big Chinese companies that are operating here,
mm-hmm.
it's owned. They are owned by the government.
By the Chinese government.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the rumors that I had.
It's true.
For the government to buy like 20 trucks, tipper trucks, or excavators,
mm-hmm.
it can be an individual,
mm-hmm.
so that got a tender with a Nissan match,
mm-hmm.
obviously you will need a bigger car, a safer car, need to take you from A to B. So where will that money come from?
You're making sense.
From the tender money that you're getting.
Yeah, to a certain extent, that is the case scenario, but I would advocate for more more deliverables instead of going to just continue going in the Nissan match. What did it do to you now that there is no more money? You are still able to move from point A to B. But Isaac, I think we will have to engage you again on a longer platform, because this one was a bit too short. We are now out of time. But give us your last words. What are the last words you would like to leave Namibian innovators with?
I know my last words to say, Namibians, let's be innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work together. Let's deliver whatever we have been given to deliver. So, and to the government as well, we need the government support as much as they can.
Yes.
And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Isaac, for making time to have this conversation with us.
Thank you so much.
Sure. All right, cool.
You know, David.
Yes, we have 1 minute.
Yes, and with this particular conversation.
We need part two of this.
I am very adamant this is not the end of it.
Yeah.
In fact, now I'm going to try and drag people from their offices so I bring them here live.
Yeah.
I want to be looking at someone in the eye when I ask these questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a target, but we'll discuss it later.
Okay.
So just in case they refuse, then you know.
Indeed,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, but as a nation, something very important was mentioned there by Isaac to say that is a country catering all these things for its companies,
for their own
companies,
yeah.
And that is where our government is lacking. Because if our government had those particular resources, I think as a nation we would be able to go further. Because you cannot take a whole excavator and go, you cannot steal that.
Yeah.
I know we guys, you like to steal, but you cannot steal that tipper truck. It's too big, man.
Yeah.
And why are you going to sell it to also?
And he made sense to say, if you are given a contract or if you are given a tender and you only have a Nissan match, you need equipment. That's why people end up buying, but we are not advocating for that, because we are given money to complete a certain project. Because what he's trying to say, in my view, is that Namibia, we do not have starting, resources.
Yes.
That's why when we get to that project, we have to sort ourselves first, then we start doing things. I think with those words, thank you very much for dear listeners for listening to us. And also thank you to Isaac for joining us and all the innovators out there. And yeah, from my side, see you tomorrow. And
if there's anyone that would want to, come have this conversation with us here on air, or just give us an opinion on it, please call our office number and ask for me, 083-888-400. This is a conversation we would love to build on and explore more, so that we can, actually try to reach Vision 2030 in the next 5 years.
Yes. We're going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fry and also Narwanda.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto amina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolokasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mui kutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye nguye tuna. Mui kole sfera fama kepe, marizohola minamu.